Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
In this week's podcast, Ollie and I are teaching you lots of expressions and phrasal verbs with the word look. We'll be talking about what they actually mean and give you lots of examples so that you can start understanding them and using them in everyday speech. And as always, if you head on over to our Instagram at reallife.english, you'll find some bonus idioms there. So make sure you head on over there as soon as you finish listening to this week's podcast. Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Andrea from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient and
dynamic
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're walking your dog, waiting in the supermarket, or even
people watching.
Interesting one. I'm joined in the global studio today by none other than Ollie. How are you doing, Ollie?
I'm quite well, but I'm a little bit disappointed that you're not introducing me as the thunder from down under, like Ethan
are
would.
You? See, I wondered about that, but I thought that was like yours and Ethan's thing. I didn't really want to take away from it.
No, there is no exclusivity here. We're inclusive, aren't we?
Okay, so let's repeat that a little bit. With the thunder from down under, Ollie.
Oh, yeah. Great to be here, Andrea.
So you mentioned there that people can listen to the podcast while they're people watching. What does that actually mean?
Well, let's just say that people watching is one of my favorite things to do on the weekend. And you can literally people watch anywhere, in the park, at the beach, or even in the supermarket. It's basically where you just watch people, watch what they do, see how they behave. Because like, I think we're so diverse and everybody is so different. So it's interesting to see how people act in comparison to you. So I love watching people walk by, look what they're wearing, things like that.
Yeah, so not in a creepy way, but just because you're intrigued by your surroundings, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not creepy at all. I mean, it can be creepy if somebody's like looking at you weirdly, but I'm just intrigued and interested, not creepy.
No, and I completely agree with you. I like doing this too as well. Like if you're out and about on your own, rather than being glued to your phone or a screen or something, it's nice to just look around you. And yeah, I know what you mean, because I like to do the same thing as well.
Yeah, it's definitely safer to people watch rather than to play on your phone, especially here where I live, because somebody might come up and take your phone.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's the same here in certain places. You've got to be careful when you get your phone out on the street. But anyway, moving on, we are talking about phrasal verbs and expressions today with the word look. So we chose this topic because learning phrasal verbs is an area of learning English that frustrates most learners, I think, from talking to many of our customers and viewers and listeners. I know this area can be really tricky, especially if they don't exist in your native language.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I did a lesson on this. It hasn't been released yet. It will be released in a few weeks on our Real Life English channel about sexy phrasal verbs. And I mentioned at the end of that video that a lot of people, when they learn phrasal verbs, they actually learn the synonym of the verb. So instead of learning the verb give up, which means to quit, they'll learn it with quit, but they'll use quit and not give up. So it's easier to use the normal standard verb and forget about the phrasal verb. But it's important to use them because they're informal, they're natural, and you're going to sound a lot more natural and confident when you speak.
Definitely, because they're a normal part of native speech. We use them without even thinking about them. So definitely, to help you to understand native speech and all your favorite TV series and movies and everything, they are really important. So these verbs are basically paired together with another word and they have a different meaning. meaning to their natural form, which is why they can be so confusing. So today we're hoping to help clear some of that up for you. We're going to be talking about lots of different ones with the word look and giving you examples as well. With that said, let's hear today's shout out.
Okay, and today's shout-out is obviously a five-star rating, and it's from HB Shrek from Taiwan. And actually, I spoke to one of our global supporters yesterday from Taiwan, so I learned a little bit about Taiwan, which was great. So HB Shrek says that they are new here after watching our YouTube videos, and they were looking for more material, and they find our podcast very useful, and they say thank you for sharing different materials. So, yeah.
Amazing. So welcome, HB Shrek. We're happy to have you here, and it's good to hear that you're enjoying our lessons on YouTube as well as the podcast. Now, if you want us to shout you out, just head on over to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to us and give us a five-star review. This also helps other people have fun learning with us. And what about today's quote? What quote do you have for us today, Ollie?
Today's quote comes from Dolly Parton, who is an actress, right?
She's an actress and a country singer, I think, isn't she?
There you go. Well, she says, "If you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain." And I thought this was quite nice because it came into last week's podcast with the weather, and it actually has a phrasal verb, which is the theme of today's topic.
Yeah, I really like that you chose this one. I do really like this quote for many reasons, but I also like the fact that it has a phrasal verb in there, put up. So what does it mean if you put up with the rain?
So in this context, if you put up with the rain, it means, yeah, it's raining. You can't do anything about it. You deal with it and you continue going forward. And then once the rain finishes, the rainbow is at the end of the tunnel. So it's basically like saying that things are going bad, but they'll get better. Or if you're determined enough, then at the end, things are going to be better than what they are now.
Exactly. It's just a reminder, isn't it, that things aren't going to be perfect all the time. But if you want to have those special moments or those happy times, sometimes you've got to put up with the rubbish times, you know, the times that aren't so great. And then they'll make you appreciate those really great times even more as well.
Yeah. When I think of put up with my parents' political opinions, which are different from mine, so I deal with them and I just like, oh, yeah, sure, that's okay. It just happens, right?
Yeah, you can learn to ignore them or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, global citizen. Would you like transcripts for these episodes of the podcast so that you can understand everything? And how would you like to practice what you learn here by speaking with other listeners? It sounds like a dream, right? Well, now it is a reality. We're super excited to announce that we have started testing and are getting ready to release the much anticipated Real Life English podcast and speaking app, where you will be able to do all of this at the touch of a button for free. But before we launch our app to thousands and eventually millions of learners from around the world, we're inviting a small group of our friends and special fans to get a unique first look. I want to invite you to join us for private beta testing. You will exclusively be allowed to download and test the app and participate in scheduled speaking events. Most importantly, we'll use your feedback to guide us in building a world-class real-life English listening and speaking experience. To apply for our private beta testing program, go to reallifeglobal.com/reallifeapp or click the link in the description of this podcast.
Okay, so I think that's a great time to move into today's main topic. So first of all, we're going to start with some expressions with the word look. So what's the first one today, Ollie?
So the first one that we have on our list is to have a look. And you might use this, for example, if you're at work and someone is working on their computer, but maybe your desk is 10 meters away and they want to show you an email or something like that, they can say to you, oh, come and have a look. And it means they want you to come over to your computer and actually look at what they want to show you.
Exactly. We say this a lot, I think, when like even maybe someone has their phone and they say, oh, I went away for the weekend, I took some really nice photos. Do you want to have a look? Or maybe you can ask, oh, let me have a look. And that just means that you want to see them. You want to have a look at those photos or that thing.
That's a much better example than my boring one at work.
No, but it's good because it shows you how there's lots of different ways you can use this expression.
That's true.
Okay, so the next one is to look your best.
So I think that me, Andrea, and Ethan try and look our best when we film the lessons on our YouTube channels, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So to look your best means that you dress up, maybe you put makeup on. It's like making yourself beautiful.
Yeah, so you want to make an effort, you want to look your best. So especially if you're going out or meeting friends or filming something for YouTube or TV or anything like that, you want to look presentable, but also look your best, because oftentimes when we do that, it also makes us feel good.
Absolutely. I think another way that you could say this is if somebody you know is getting married, you want to wear a suit or a nice dress to look your best for the photos, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you can't actually look your best, what could you say instead, Ollie?
Yeah, so if you're not looking your best, maybe look worse for wear.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one just because of the wording. Like, it sounds really weird to look worse for wear, but it basically means that you don't look good. So maybe you've had a really rough night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So you barely slept at all, and then you wake up the next morning and you look worse for wear. So it's really obvious that you had a bad night's sleep.
Yeah, I always feel like I look worse for wear in my 7 a.m. classes. I teach children in the morning. So my 7 a.m. classes, I feel definitely worse for wear.
Yeah, you need some time to wake up and look your best, right?
Hopefully they don't notice me, notice how I look.
So moving on from looking bad and going back to a positive one again, what's the next one?
So the next one is good looking. And this one means to have good looks. And when might you refer to someone as good looking, Andrea?
So if you think that someone looks good, so other words could be handsome or pretty or beautiful. So you can also describe a man or a woman as good looking. So maybe you're watching a movie and there's a particular actor that you really like, you might describe him this way or her.
Yeah, I was going to say when the French president, Emmanuel Macron, came to power, everyone was going, oh, he's so good looking, like this young, beautiful French president. I think people in Australia definitely used good looking to describe his good looks.
Yeah, that's a really good example. I think the same happened in the UK as well, actually.
With Boris last Johnson. Year.
Not with Boris Johnson, no. But with the Chancellor of the Exchequer, he's called, I think his name's Sunny Sanak, and he's a bit younger. And I spoke to lots of friends back home and they were like, oh, he's so good looking. Like anytime he came on to present something about COVID, people would get excited because they found him good looking.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, so what's the next one?
So we have a couple that kind of mean a similar thing, and it looks like as though or as if. And this is kind of similar to saying it seems. So maybe you walk outside and the weather is not very good and you look at the sky and you say, oh, it looks like it's going to rain. And another way you can say that is it seems it's going to rain. So from the information you have, something seems this way. Or you could say it looks as though it's going to rain. Or even it looks as if it's going to rain. So these are three different alternatives which essentially mean the same thing.
Yeah, I think you explained that really well. I think you could also use it to kind of compare people, right? So maybe if I asked you, oh, who do you look like? Do you look like your mom or your dad? Like, what do people normally tell you? That's kind of another example as well of how we use this particular expression.
Yeah. I know when people say I look like my father, I cringe.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So when you cringe, I kind of like get a feeling inside of like embarrassment or shame or something like that. Obviously, I'm not ashamed that my dad is my dad. I love him. Love you, Dad. But it's that feeling of like, oh, I don't really want you to say something like that because it feels a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like you can get embarrassed sometimes with things like that for sure.
Yeah, what's your cringeworthy moments?
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe sometimes if you look back at old photos, sometimes you cringe at some outfits maybe that you wore or some hairstyles and things like that.
Or our first lessons on real life English.
Okay, so we have one more expression for you before moving on to phrasal verbs. So Ollie, would you like to do the honours?
Yeah, the next one, the last expression is a dirty look. And the complete phrase is to give someone a dirty look. And if you think of dirty, it means not clean. But in this context, if someone gives you a dirty look, maybe they look at you in a way that is unfriendly.
Yeah, like just a nasty kind of look, isn't it? Like maybe they think you've done something wrong. Maybe that person that's given you the dirty look is not very kind, but they're kind of looking at you in a way that maybe they don't agree with something you've done, or they just don't like something about you maybe.
And when they give the dirty look, I think that you can give the evil eye, which is when you make your eyes smaller and you look at them and you kind of like change the shape of your face. So it's, as you said, a way that is disapproving.
Exactly. So like an example of maybe where you might see people give someone a dirty look is maybe if you're at the theater or in the cinema and someone's phone goes off and they're looking around to see whose phone is going off, and you might get some dirty looks rather than anyone commenting.
Exactly. That's a great example. And it made me think of another example. I don't know what it's like in Spain about respecting lines in like supermarkets and in markets, but here in South America, it's common practice. It's normal if people like skip the queue, like they go in front of you in a line, even though you've been waiting for like, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, they move in front of you in the line. So because I'm polite and we don't really say anything, it goes back to our podcast on being polite. I don't say anything, so I'll just give them a dirty look instead. It's like, oh, how could you do that?
Yeah. And that, when you mentioned as well earlier, like the evil eye, we kind of call that cut eye as well. I think I've heard that expression because of the way that you kind of squint. So your eyes go smaller and it looks like there's just a little cut in them.
I didn't know that. I mean, I'm sure I've heard of it, but
yeah.
I wouldn't use it.
Yeah. I don't really use it that much, but I've definitely heard it.
Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning Series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod. That's P-O-D to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson.
Okay, great. So there you have 6 expressions, I think that was. Yep, 6 expressions with the word look. So now we're going to move on to some phrasal verbs.
We love phrasal verbs.
We do love phrasal verbs. So what do you have first for us, Ollie?
So the first one is look after, and you can look after someone or something. And actually, when I used to teach in Bolivia, like my teenage students always used to struggle with the idea of this verb in particular, and it's because Spanish doesn't have phrasal verbs. So it's kind of like a weird concept for everybody. But basically, you can look after a baby. You can look after your parents if they're older. And it means you take care of them and you protect them and you just make sure that they are healthy and happy and everything is okay.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better myself. And you can also look after yourself, right? Because maybe sometimes we tend to neglect ourselves. We think about everyone else around us. And if you don't look after yourself, then maybe you're going to burn out, or, you know, you're going to reach exhaustion, or maybe not be very happy either. So it's a good reminder as well to look after yourself.
What do you do to look after yourself?
Well, I like to exercise. I like to pamper myself sometimes with a face mask, or, you know, something like that. Get my nails done. and yeah, things like that. How about you?
Well, I also like to get my nails done. No, that's a joke. I have had one pedicure, many pedi, which is like when you go into a salon and people take care of your toenails and your fingernails. But no, for me, I like to look after myself. Actually, I've just recently returned to the gym. So I've been after work every evening. I've been going to the gym and I'm on a kind of meal plan where I am not eating bad food, because I think you can get into bad habits if you don't look after yourself. So for me, it's all about exercise. It's about eating healthy. And it's about making sure that I have designated times to have lunch as well. Because I think 3 weeks ago, I just wasn't having lunch. And that's not looking after yourself.
No, I totally agree. I went through a period as well where I wasn't really having that time as well during the day. So then you do feel more tired, more stressed. And it really is important to take breaks, even if they're a bit shorter than normal, but you know, it can give you that time to disconnect and to recharge your batteries, as we say.
And what would recharge your batteries mean?
So if you think about batteries, well, you have a battery in your phone which keeps it working, and you have to charge it. Maybe every night you do it, maybe you do it in the morning,
every hour
how much you use it. Yeah. And you know, you have them in clocks, in remotes, and once they run out, you need to recharge it. So it's the same with ourselves. That's why we sleep. That's why we rest, because we need that downtime to relax and then to keep us going as well.
Like re-energize ourselves.
Exactly. Also, we ended up spending quite a lot of time on the first one, but I think that was all really useful information. So, Ollie, what's the second one?
Yeah, so maybe you have lost something and you can't find it. And you say to your housemate or whoever you live with, I'm using you as an example, Andrea, I can't find my keys. Can you help me look for them? And the phrasal verb is to look for.
Yeah, I think that one's really self-explanatory. You explained it really clearly. You know, if any time you need to search for something, you can look for it or look for them. So the next one, I actually mentioned it a little bit earlier when we were talking about things that make us cringe. And it's look back. So you can say look back or to look back on. So for example, earlier I mentioned that maybe when I look back at some pictures, some photos of me when I was younger, I cringe because of some of the outfits that I wore. And this is a nice phrasal verb that you can use to describe something like this.
Yeah. So if I reflect, here we go again. To reflect is like a synonym for look back on. So don't use reflect, use look back on, use the phrasal verb. So if I look back on my time in Bolivia, I really get nostalgic and I have this sense of like, not sadness, it's like happiness, because like it was a beautiful time of beautiful music and things like that. But I just wanted to say before we move on that often phrasal verbs have more than one meaning. So literally you could be walking at the street and you can turn around and look back.
Yeah.
So it can mean something literal or it can mean something idiomatic, which means look and back together, look back on. It doesn't mean look your eyes and then back your part of your body. So it's important to know that sometimes phrasal verbs have multiple meanings.
Yeah, I think that's really important to state as well, because that's another reason why they can be quite confusing, is because the same phrasal verb will have different meanings. So it's understanding the context as well that it's being used in.
So what about the next one, Andrea, to look up to? Is there anyone that you look up to or admire?
Yeah, so definitely there are lots of people that I look up to. It's going to sound really cheesy, but I really look up to my husband because I just think he's a wonderful human being. And yeah, I think if I didn't say it, then I would be lying to myself. But that's the first person I think of when I think of who I look up to. And then, of course, there are other like famous people as well that I would look up to. And basically what this means is that you admire that person. So if you look up to someone, you admire them.
Oh, that's very sweet. Aww.
What about you? Do you have anyone that you look up to?
I mean, the standard person that you would say are your parents. And I think I look up to them because they would literally, you know, there's four of us. I have two brothers and a sister, and they would literally like bend over backwards. They would do anything for us. So I definitely look up to them. But I think famous people, they are interesting people, but they're not extraordinary people. So I'm just more interested in famous people rather than looking up to them. But I look up to people who are polyglots, who can speak 5 or 6 languages. I'm kind of like, how?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But that totally makes sense. I agree with you. I think it's nice to look up to people you actually know as well, or people that you meet. And you did actually explain what it means, but you said a really interesting expression there. You said that your parents would bend over backwards for you and your siblings.
Yeah. To bend over backwards is another one of those, you know, native expressions we use every day. And you can actually use it in lots and lots of contexts. You can use it at work. You can use it to talk about your relationship. And it just basically means that this person will literally do anything for you. Maybe we can use Ethan's example. I think Ethan would bend over backwards to keep his dog Phoebe happy, right?
Yeah, I would agree. That's probably true. So we've spoken about look up to, but you also have the phrasal verb look up. So when could you use this one?
Yeah, so again, this is an expression that you could literally use, literally, look up. Look up at the sky, Andrea, and you like tilt your head up and you look up. I just did the action again. But more often than not, to look up would mean that you find a word that you don't know in this podcast, and then you go to Google or you go to your dictionary and you look up this word, and it means to search the meaning of something. So quite often than not, if I don't know a word in Portuguese or Spanish, I'll go to an online dictionary and I will look up the word to understand what it means.
Exactly. And we often recommend like keeping notes on your mobile or keeping a little notebook with you. And when you come across words that you don't understand, you can note them down. And then when you have time, you can then look them up. So it's a perfect example. And we also do have another one with looking up. So it's usually said things are looking up. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think this actually comes back to our quote about you got to put up with the rain if you want the rainbow. So maybe the rain is slowly coming to an end and then you can see the rainbow. So maybe you've passed through a period of hardship or a period that has been difficult, and then you can kind of see the rainbow. You're not quite there yet. You haven't quite experienced the good things, but they're coming slowly.
Exactly. So it's like that glimmer of hope that, you know, something good is starting to happen here and things are starting to look up. So you might say, finally, things are looking up for me. Maybe in your business, you've had a difficult time and then finally things are looking up. So they're starting to pick up again and they're getting better.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have a few more to share with you here. The next one is to look down on. So you might often hear this as like, don't look down on me or don't look down on other people. And what does that actually mean?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because I think like our society is so unequal and everybody has different like social classes. I mean, I disagree with like that, obviously, but I'm just using that as the example. But I often think about like a celebrity who has like different assistants and, you know, not stereotyping here, but it's a stereotype that people who are wealthier, more prestigious, often look down on people who maybe are less prestigious or maybe their job isn't perceived as being important. And again, this is just an example because I think every job is important. And I think people are often undervalued, but you might see that cleaners are looked down on. But at the end of the day, it's those jobs that if they don't clean, then you're going to live in a dirty world. So this one makes me a bit sad, this phrasal verb.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's not a very nice one. And it does remind you of that inequality that we have and some views as well that people have that are really narrow-minded as well. So, you know, that's why we say don't look down on other people because we're all individuals and that's what makes us so interesting as well. But yeah, I think you gave a good example there. Like you might even think of movies you've watched where maybe there's some sort of celebrity and then they're treating the people that work for them really badly because they look down on them because they think they are less important than them. And although it's not nice, there are people that do this. So let's move on to our next one so that we don't get too disheartened with that one. And what does it mean if you look through something?
Yeah, so maybe I'm going to use a work example again. Maybe your boss is working on a project or they've put through a report together and they say to you, oh, Zoe, can you look through this report and double check that I have the spelling correct, that I have the right format and things like that. And it basically means you just need to open the file and you look through it to double check that things are good.
Yeah, I guess you could say inspect, right? You need to inspect them. So that means that you're going to carefully look through them.
Yeah, absolutely. And another way that you could use this is to say, look through the window. I often look through the window to see my neighbors. It's like Big Brother where I live. Like if I open the window, I can see everything on the other side. So I often look through the window and people watch.
Wow, we're really getting to know what you like to do, Ollie. Okay, so we're almost at the end of our list, but another one which I really like, it's a really positive one, is look forward to. So if you look forward to something, it means that you're excited for something that's coming. You're anticipating it. So for example, right now, I'm really looking forward to the time where I can see my family again. I'm sure you are as well, Ollie. Like I'm very hopeful that maybe this summer I'll be able to see them. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Totally. Me too. You stole my example. But yeah, it's been, I was actually messaging my parents last night because it's been almost 2.5 years since I've seen, you know, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters. So yeah, it's been.
That's a long time.
I'm looking forward to seeing them again. Yeah, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. And some people might look forward to Christmas every year. They might look forward to their birthdays and lots of other things too. But that brings us on to our final one for today's podcast. So, Ollie, would you like to do the honors?
Yeah. So the last one that we have for you is to look into something. An example could be that the doctor needs to look into your results because they were inconclusive, which means the doctor didn't know or the results of your test were a little bit uncertain. So you need to investigate more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So when you need to look into something, yeah, you just need to, again, it kind of reminds me of look through when you have to inspect and maybe look a bit more carefully. Or maybe someone comes to you with a complaint and you don't have the answer right there and then. So you might have to say to them, I'm going to look into it for you and I'll get back to you tomorrow or something like that.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. 10 phrasal verbs with the word look and also 6 expressions with the word look. We hope you found this really useful and don't despair because if you want to learn even more, we have a special bonus lesson for you over on our Instagram at rurallife.english, which you can check out right now. So make sure you head on over there to learn even more phrasal verbs with look. And just to mention very quickly that don't despair if you're missing Ethan, because although he hasn't been here last week and this week with us, he will be back next week. So you'll be hearing Mr. V's voice again very soon. So thanks for joining me, Ollie, and thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll see you again next week on the Real Life English Podcast. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.